Welcome to Monstars, a show focused on women who are taking over the world while raising amazing little human beings as well. Today we're in conversation with a woman who has donned many hats. She's a TV anchor, producer, wife, mother, actor, model, the list goes on. Please join me as we welcome Mini Mathur. The mighty Minnie Mathur, might I say. Hi, Minnie. Thank you for speaking with us.
I'm so glad to be doing that.
Yeah. You juggle so many roles. You know, how do you do it?
About donning many hats, I don't know any other way, Anjali, very honestly. For me, there's a bit of a cliche that goes around when you have a baby and that says, that a happy mom is the best kind of mom. And I truly believe that, even though, you know, the word's gone around. I never thought of motherhood as a route to sit at home and give up my career that I'd worked so hard on. For both my kids, I thought it was important for me to go back to work as soon as my body was able to do that.
Yeah. But you know, this is fairly recent for me, so I know that, you know, every woman does take a bit of a break when you've just had a baby. So in that time, did you feel, you know, restless, like you want to get out into the world and, you know, what am I doing with my life? Or were you kind of happy to spend that time with your kids?
I enjoyed the entire process. I remember I had read every book on pregnancy possible by Indian and international authors, because for me that was project number one. So I looked at it as like one project. Everyone laughs at me. You know, I was bang in the middle of starting Idol season 4, Indian Idol season 4, when I got to know that I was pregnant with my daughter. And I had to, of course, give up the show because, you see, the Indian audiences are not ready for pregnant hosts, which I thought was daft because internationally they're pregnant women on the runway. I felt a bit of a setback and I was angry, but I enjoyed every minute of staying at home and making that a success. And I think work will come to you and you will eventually get back into it. I just recommend for mothers not to take too long a break. Now, there are mothers who jump in after 3 months of pregnancy. Your body is not ready. Enjoy it. Cuddle your baby. Enjoy making bashed banana. You know, it's lovely. You worked hard enough. This was my time off. I did that, but within 8 months, 9 months, a year of my body feeling healthy and fit again, I was back at work. And I'm not saying back at work would mean, oh, now whatever happens to the baby, you set up systems, you know, if you've got in-laws and you're lucky to have their presence in your life, then that sorts out a lot of things.
As you said, you need a really good support system. And so who do you count on when you've got to travel for work and, you know, leave the kids behind?
So, I actually have, my mom-in-law lives with us, and while she's not your typical hands-on grandparent, she's a very aware, well-read, entertaining, educated one. I remember when Saira, my daughter, was 8 months old, I had to go to the jungles of Taman Negara in Malaysia to host this show called This Jungle Se Mujhe Bachao, and Kabir had just finished shooting his film New York. And every weekend, because I couldn't bear to leave an 8-month-old home for 2 months, every weekend he would travel with my kids to Indonesia, to Malaysia, and get me to meet them on my one day off, and he would fly back. So he's been an amazing support because he believes in dual responsibility. Let's just say that. I'm not saying that he's great at, you know, diaper changing and active work, but at least he doesn't shove everything off in my job list, which is a great support.
Yeah, you know, that brings us to the next point, which is actually that, of course, times have changed, but, you know, by and large, Indian women are still doing much more than their husbands when it comes to, you know, taking care of the kids as well as the home and their jobs. So, you know, do you think, as you said, Kabir may not be the most hands-on, but, you know, would you say that the responsibility for the home and kids is 50-50 between you guys?
I think to a certain extent, Indian men are a little spoiled. So we need to change that from this generation onwards. So the way I raise my son is the same way that I would raise my daughter. I would never tell him, oh, listen, you can get away from this, but she needs to learn how to do this. That I'm never doing. As far as my life is concerned, yes, at least half the battle is won when your spouse gives you wind beneath your wings to at least dream and say, okay, you know what, you've got to do it, we'll figure it out. He can't figure it out, but at least he's given me the leeway to say, you do what you want, everything else will happen. It does happen, but I have to admit that I have to work extra hard. I think women need to stop thinking that, oh my God, let me just do this myself. You have to say, can you please do this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I'm swamped. Till you don't vocalize it, and vocalize it without guilt.
Yeah.
not saying, oh, I'm making this poor man work. Mm-hmm. It's not like that.
So that's actually, you know, you said it before I could even ask you, because you have a son and a daughter.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in terms of, you know, making sure that there is that equality at home.
Yeah.
I mean, are there any other further specific measures that you take to make sure that, you know, they grow up believing that men and women are equal?
I have never said, oh, you play with the kitchen set and you play with the doctor set.
Right.
You know, you play with whatever. Today, my son is a sushi chef. You know, he makes all the sushi and the sandwiches, and thankfully cooking is not now gender specific. In fact, my daughter is not interested. My son loves the kitchen, so I welcome with open arms. I'm never calling out Saira to say, hey, help mama lay the table or let's bake cupcakes. It's not like that. You know, whoever is available needs to, everyone needs to do you know, their bit.
You seem to have it pretty figured out, but a lot of working women do have that guilt when they leave their kids, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's
absolutely.
Yeah, so how do you deal with it? How does one
see guilt? Nobody can get away from. Okay, it's the, when your babies are small, you're guilty that, you know, you're not there to watch out. When you're older, you're like, oh my god, I should be talking to my kids. So I don't think women can ever get away from the guilt. The way I have dealt with it personally is to compartmentalize my life. I know that this is my time to work, but when I get home, it is my quality time with the kids, and nothing is going to change that. But as far as coming back to the guilt, I think everyone has it. What women are achieving today, what we're doing in terms of our careers, shattering glass ceilings, you know, heading companies, being chairing boardrooms, you have to do it at a cost of something. I'm saying that if you can give in quality at home, you don't need to worry about the quantity.
Yeah.
You know, worry about yourself, worry about what women next 200 years are going to do. So we have to unshackle ourselves and put the guilt aside and say, I need to do this for me, and I am important as well.
Now, final question.
Yeah.
What is one thing you love about being a mom, and what's one thing you hate about being a mom?
What I love about it is also what I hate about it, which is that you're never alone. You know, every morning I get up and I'm never responsible only for myself. I'm responsible for two other lives and their entire days and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah.
That is what phases me, and sometimes I dislike and resent, but it's also on the flip side the thing I love, that I'm never alone. I've got two pieces of my heart walking around all points of time who love me the most and who I love. So you can never be lonely. A mother can never be lonely. So it's a coin that has two sides.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it.
That's beautifully put. That's, yeah, I think every mother will relate to that. So,
I'm sure.
Yeah. So thank you so much. I think this has been an amazing learning for someone like me, who is very new in the game, from someone who's an expert and who's sort of rocking
it. Everyone flies.